Well, Iran's Islamic Revolution Guard Corps says it has pounded an area east of the Euphrates in Syria where the masterminds of last month's terrorist attack in Iran were present. The IRGC targeted the terrorists with ballistic missiles, leaving a large number of terrorists dead or wounded. Dozens of people were killed on September the 22nd when a terrorist attack hit a military parade in the southern Iranian city of Ahvaz. Civilian spectators, including a four-year-old boy, were among the victims. The IRGC had pledged deadly revenge against the terrorists and their backers. Crossing over to San Francisco, joined by Scott Bennett, a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Good to have you with us, Scott. Well, tell me, I mean, because this is the second time, actually, or maybe third time, that terrorists have done something inside of Iran or attempted to do something in Iran, and Iran has responded with attacking the bases. Tell me the type of message that that sends. And in general, I mean, we're seeing this continually attempt to try to disrupt the order, of course, not only in the region, but specifically Iran.
Well, Iran has sent the exact message that should be sent. It did the perfect response, and that is to fight terror and terrorism with overwhelming force and absolute merciless destruction. So it sends a message to every terrorist: you will not be sympathized with, you will not be negotiated with, you will be destroyed. And it should send a message to every country that finances them, clothes them, buys Toyota trucks for them, sends them dollars, pounds, and other currencies. Every nation that is a party with terrorists will be equally destroyed and held to an account. And I think this sort of a military kinetic operation is absolutely necessary, and it should be celebrated in Iran. It should be celebrated in the other nations that are standing in defense of Syria, and it should be met with a diplomatic statement from the Iranian leadership to the United Nations, inviting all nations to stand with Iran as a coalition against terrorism. And the leaders of Iran can say with fortitude and confidence, Iran will never back down to terrorism. It will never be intimidated. We will always stand up to terrorism, and God is on the side of the righteous, and he's on Iran's side. And I think that would send a message to all nations in the European Union, and you might see a complete reversal of the West's backing of these savage mercenary Wahhabists.
And speaking of the West's backing of these terrorist groups, because we know if we want to trace the money and equipment, and we could easily do that, who's sending what where, why do you think this Western government still think that it is in their behalf to support such terrorist groups? And we have seen, especially in Europe, that actually it comes back to harm them, because when you have these terrorists out of control, and a lot of them even coming from Europe to begin with and going back home, we have seen the chaos that has taken place in various European countries. So why back such an extreme element?
Well, I think the European countries' stance in support of the JCPOA in Iran is an indication that the European leaders are recognizing that the European people do not want to have anything to do with war with Iran. They don't want to have anything to do with the terrorism that they themselves are suffering from, this mass invasion of migrants from all over the world that have been displaced by the West's war on the Middle East, specifically the United States. So Europe is suffering it's reaping what it has sown in its alliance with the United States originally in this escapade. Now, why the United States people like John Bolton and Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo and these other mentally challenged idiots, as far as I'm concerned, support terrorism is simply because of the Zionist money bankers that support the think tanks and the universities that bribe these people with all sorts of wealth and compromising material at the same time. And it's a sickening display of lust for money and power and a delusion, because when they are engaging in this sort of Western support of terrorism and Western embrace of Wahhabism and all of this, they're destroying themselves. They're sowing the seeds of their own destruction. And it seems, sadly, that the West is incapable of abandoning this foolish, reckless policy that originated in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan used the Wahhabists as a mercenary force against the Soviet Union. However, that ended in the early 90s, and it should never have been resurrected. And instead, they have been complicit with alliances with Saudi Arabia, pushing up these mercenary Wahhabists into Syria, pushing them into Libya, and now they're trying to push them into Iran. But I think Iran, Russia, and China with Syria are standing up and destroying that. And I think the West, specifically Western Europe, are coming to the side. Look at Hungary. Hungary's Orbán is abandoning the Western European experiment, is abandoning the EU in preference for the stability and safety and sanity that comes from allying with Russia and Iran and China and Syria on the specific level of containing the Wahhabists and abandoning this foolish, reckless crusade. One of the things Donald Trump did when he stood up at the United Nations in his proclamation was to send a very unequivocal message to the rest of the world that it's either America's way or the highway. And I think the rest of the world is waking up saying we will never be bullied into following the U.S. Ambitions for global domination. We're never going to be party to this sort of reckless destruction of the world in the Middle East. We're never going to be allying with Saudi Arabia and the Wahhabist menace, which has been deteriorating our internal European culture.
Okay.
So I think you're going to see a very big political shift in the coming years.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us.